Blog Talk Radio.
I need your healing power.
I need
fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
time. One more time. What we waited for. Upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. The Spirit of God, there is Ruach Elohim. He's the blast of God. He's the breath of God. He's the wind of God. The Lord is that Spirit. He is God, Ruach Elohim, and we welcome him here.
Spirit of the living God.
Hey, you are. Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Spirit of the Lord. Spirit of the Lord. Come and fill this temple. Fill this place. When we say this place, it's not just the physical atmosphere. This temple. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Blast, wind, and breath of God. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Fill this place. Can you take just 20 seconds and speak in his language tonight? We're not afraid of recording in tongues. We're not ashamed to speak the language of angels.
God of Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Abba, Father, we bless you and we thank you. Praise you. We worship you. We glorify your holy, your marvelous name. What a mighty God we serve. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You woke us up this morning. You kept us through the night. You kept us through the years. Oh, God, we are grateful to you, Almighty God. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your loving kindness. Oh, God, we adore you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we praise your name. We adore you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. We worship you in the of your holiness. How great is our God. How great is our God. We bless you. We praise you, O God. We adore you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We bless you, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, O God. We bless your name. We praise you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God, for all that we have done. We repent things that are not pleasing to you, O God. We ask you for mercy. Have mercy, forgive us, cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon our siblings, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. Your mercy is on you every morning. Bring down your mercy upon us, O God. Father God, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We soak our spirit, our souls, and our bodies in the blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We soak this environment in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. The blood that gave us strength. The blood that gave us strength from day to day. Hallelujah. Let the blood of Jesus strengthen us. Let the blood of Jesus heal us and deliver us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem and justify us. Oh, Father God, let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus renew us. Let the blood of Jesus take us back into intimacy with our Father in heaven. Oh, God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put the armor on our children in the name of Jesus, the armor on our spouses, on our nieces, our nephews, our grandchildren, oh God, the armor of God on our siblings, on those that are here this morning and those that will listen at another time. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. Father, we pray that you empty us of ourselves. Take away everything in us that will hinder our relationship with you. Oh, Father, uproot those things in our lives that are hindering us from coming close to you, oh God. We surrender totally and completely to you. And so, Lord, we ask you to have your way. As we surrender to you, oh God, we pray for grace. Your grace, O God, to help us to walk in your holiness and your righteousness. Your grace, O God, to, as you uproot these things from our lives, to walk in self-control and discipline, that the fruits of the Holy Spirit will be exemplified in our lives. Father God, you make your ministers a flaming fire. We ask you to make us your flaming fire, O God, in the name of Jesus. Make us flaming fire, O God, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Make us your flaming fire, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, make us your flaming fire. In the name of Jesus, Father, help us. In the name of Jesus, we decrease and you take over, O God. When we try to do these things our own way, we always fail. Forgive us for trying to do things in our ways and not your ways. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we are totally and completely dependent on you. Have your way, Holy Ghost. hoover over our lives. Let the light of Almighty God begin to shine. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light in the name of Jesus. Let the light of God shine. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. Let the name of Jesus Christ be honored. Let the name of Jesus Christ be magnified. We magnify you, O Lord. You are highly exalted. We bless your name. We thank you, Jesus, for the cross. We thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice you made for us on the cross. We bless your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you. So, Father God, we thank you for all that you've done and all that you will do and all that you are doing even right now as we pray. Thank you, Jesus. When I think about all that you've done, all that you're doing for us, oh God, our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, we say thank you, Jesus. And we bless your name. As for me and my house, hallelujah. We will serve the Lord. Father God, we are servants of gratitude to you. We are your sons and daughters with gratitude to you. Oh, Father, we adore you. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. We serve in the name of Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, we adore you. We worship you. And we praise your name. In the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning. In the name of Jesus. There is a word from the Lord this morning in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you receive this word, hallelujah, into your spirit in the name of Jesus. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Matthew 18. Verses 3-5. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm reading, the Bible says, and said, and shall I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of God. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. Assuredly, I say to you, let's look at it from a different version. I'm reading the New King James Version. So I want for us to go to Matthew, hallelujah, from another version. Hallelujah, that must have there with me. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Matthew 18 again, and I'm going to look at it from the King James. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Verses 3 to 5. Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. Excuse me. To really go back to the first verse. So therefore, we're going to look at Matthew again, 18, verse 1 to 5. Hallelujah. Huria masandiria kurumasitiri. Because we want to know what's happening. The Bible says, at the same time came the disciples saying, is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said unto them. And verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, hallelujah, and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And except you be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Converted as little children. What does it mean to be converted as little children? Little children have faith. Hallelujah. They believe. They are bewildered. They believe. They have faith. Hallelujah. A little child, that's why parents have to be very careful. We and grandparents and adults, because you can influence a child negatively or positively. Amen. And that impression lasts on a child. But what is God saying? That until you be converted as little children, so your mindset has to be pure and don't have all that mess in it. You have to have that faith. Children got such an innocent faith. They they are always bewildered. I'm not talking about children who have been damaged. I'm talking about children who have lived what we call, quote unquote, a normal life, because some parents mess with their children at a very early age. And what children see, they do, or what they hear, they act out. But I'm talking about these nice, he called a child. So he's not calling a young baby onto him. This is, when he called a child, you know that child probably is a child, a walking child of a 4 or 5 or whatever age. And then he called a child into the midst. So if Jesus called that child into the midst, what is he saying? This is a very, very crucial verse, because if we don't really pay attention to this particular verse, we will not enter into the kingdom of God. So we have to pay attention. Except we become the little child, that mind set up a childless innocence. That child has a faith. The faith of children is amazing. You see, that child do not, children don't have that fear. They do things that you say, oh my God. They don't have the fear that we have. The children are like sponges. That's why teachers have a lot of influence on children. The best teachers leave imprints on the children's minds. Hallelujah. Except we become like that. We have to have that childlike faith. Hallelujah. Yeah. And so many times, how, why? No. God, like that, we got to believe. We got to have that faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Ah, yes. Faith, a child's faith is remarkable. Remarkable. That's why we have to be careful when it comes to children. We got to become like little children with that. Number one is faith. Number one is faith. And then you see in verse 4, he said, whoso therefore shall humble himself. I see faith and you see humility. First, you see faith because the Bible says it without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, you cannot please God. And each of us come into this world with a measure of faith. And I told you, you can go from faith to faith. But without faith, it's impossible. So please, God, you have to believe. Hallelujah. You have to believe. You have to believe. You have to believe. So we look at the first thing. Faith. Just imagine faith. Faith, faith. It's a, why did Jesus think that when they took the lunch from the little boy? The little boy gave up his lunch. You see, he didn't think about, oh, this is just 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. He didn't think it like that. He just gave up his lunch. He could have put up a fight for his lunch. He gave it up. Look at that thing. Can you imagine that little boy watching Jesus? That's the multiplication of that 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. That little boy wondering, oh my God. You can't see his eyes, and you just see, how can all these people eat this? The water, he give it. He could have fought, but he give it up willingly. How many of us are willing to give up our whole belief, whole system to receive the new? Hallelujah. Our old tradition, our old religion, our old ways to receive the new. Except we become like little children, we will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Faith, faith, faith. Give it up. We got to give up our old ways, our old habits. Those habits that took us years to develop, opposed in his death, well, no, we take it to the Lord's prayer. And say, Lord, I have this cup before him as naked as you are. I have this issue. I have this problem. I turn it over to you. And then the Lord will uproot those things if we really, really want to be like Jesus. The innocence, and that child humble himself as this little child that God. First, if you become like little children, that's faith, you will enter into the kingdom of heaven. And then if you humble there again as children, then you are the greatest. Not only you enter in heaven, but you are the greatest. Then the Lord said, whosoever receives one such little child in my name, receiveth me. But we're looking at number one faith, and this week we will go through this in and out. Matthew 18. Take time. Read the word. Read your Bible to see what God is speaking. Start from verse 1. This is very crucial because we all want to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But God says we must become like little children, transform the renewing of our minds. Hallelujah. We would break it down piece by piece. And one of the things I always like about this scripture, he says in verse 5, and whoso shall receive a little child in my name, receive him, in that name we receive Christ. But then one of the things that I always, for whoso shall offend one of these little ones, believe in me. You see, these little ones, which believed in me, it was better for him that a millstone were hanged above his neck, that he was drowned in the depths of the sea. So we got to be careful. Hallelujah. When we become as little children to enter into the kingdom of heaven, when we humble ourselves and God grant us that greatness, transformation. And then the enemies of people gather together against my God. That's when the Lord fights the battles. Not only does he fight, there's victory in every battle he fights. My brothers and sisters, let us have faith. Trust in the Lord. Have faith. Believe in him, your little children, so that we can enter into the kingdom of heaven. This week we will go through it line by line, precept by precept. So as you come into the prayer services this week, by God's grace, make sure I will record the teachings. Make sure that you have pens and papers to write down what the Lord is speaking to us Hallelujah. Write these scriptures and look at faith. What do you have to go through this week? Do you have that faith like a child? Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We praise you for your word, and we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do with this word throughout this week. We thank you for impartation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray that you will open our hearts to receive in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, even right now you begin to move in our hearts for transformation. Renew our minds and our thoughts. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Father, help us to walk by faith and not by sight. And Father, I pray for each and every one of us this morning, those that are here and those that will listen at another time. I ask you to touch each family, a representative of each family, oh God. Let your ministers be a flaming fire. You are the glory and you are the lifter of our heads. Intervene in every family, whatever they stand in need of, oh God. We come together cooperatively and ask you to grant us our desires according to your will, plan, and purpose for our lives. Help us to yield to your spirit, oh God. Help us to allow your spirit to take possession over our lives. Help us let the fruits of the Holy Spirit be exemplified in our lives. Make the impossible possible, O God. I pray for financial increase, O God. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against our lives, against our destinies. Only the counsel of Almighty God will stand in our lives. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, as we are about to leave, let your presence remain with us. We charge our atmosphere with the presence of Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let your presence remain with us, oh God. Let others see your presence and glorify your name. It is all about you, Lord. And so, Lord, we thank you and we bless you, oh God. Oh, we glorify you in the name of Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, we thank God for his grace to take every one of us through this week. Amen. You need that grace. We need his grace. We need the faith. Hallelujah. To take us through. Hallelujah. His grace is sufficient. God bless you. We love you.
on your wedding day, you're going to sing that. Can you see what the Lord has done when you walk into that property? Can you see what the Lord has when that healing happens?
What we've been praying for, He has brought to pass. See what the Lord has done.
Someone.